FM.
There it is. Yeah. Check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. All talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low here. No, now I'm talking about. Get it. Yeah.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
My favorite music, yeah, is a mic on.
With you, your logic does not
compute. Come on.
It's Bit Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m., You know how we do it each and every Tuesday. We got the Freeport Report coming at you live from Grand Bahama. Sarah Kirkby's going to join me. Darren Cooper's going to join me in short order. They're going to take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me, get me all caught up with everything going on in Grand Bahama. And, of course, we'll start it off the normal way. We got your headlines. Who's making headlines in the 242? Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes to set it off. But before we get into that, I got to make sure I'm in a good place on this Tuesday. Make sure your mind's right, you know? So, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to hook you up with a trivia question, all right? And you know what you're playing for? Joker's Wild Party Passes and Dunkin' Donuts coupons. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Kenny Smith, feature comedian Stephen Henry, and yours truly, funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, so take advantage of that. And the show runs Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. And we're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And you're also playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupons, so you'll be running on Dunkin'. No, nothing wrong with that. Here's how you chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text line is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Okay? Now, what are we working with today? It's a Tuesday. I'm going to ease you into it. I know, a lot of things going on. Your mind might be a little distracted. Okay? Now, I'll give you a good one. Not too hard, but I'm going to make you work a little bit. All right? All right. What produces gossamer? What produces gossamer? All right? You got between now and top of the news and 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right? What creates gossamer? All right? While you work on that, we'll get into the headlines. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check them out, both locations, Monday through Saturday, Tarpon Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or simply check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right? Now, Wow, would you look at that, Mr. Producer? We got a winner right out of the break. Some of you are my... I was trying to distract you over that word. All right. Texter, you're the winner. All right. Send me your info. And then we'll keep it going. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Wrong. And anybody who's just texted in, you lost. We have Speedy McGee today. We had the flash on text today. I ain't gonna lie. They was waiting on it. Waiting on it. And actually, no, it's not spider webs. The answer was spiders. Okay? So we got that out of the way nice and quick. Let's slide into the headliners. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And now feel free to chime in. Let me know what you're thinking. Government travel costs up. 4.2 million spent on travel between July to September. Now, I need to know how you feel. I needs to know, because I have Abaco on every Monday. I have Grand Bahama on every Tuesday. Those two islands are in dire need. And you're spending $4.2 million on travel between July to September. July, August, September. Here we go. Let's do the maths. Okay? That right there is an average of 1.4 million or so a month on travel. Now listen, I know the semantics and the way to spin it, especially when you're on a grand PR tour and a photo op tour, is that RPM is the face of something. Yes, now he might be in demand at COP27 when in regards to speaking on climate change and carbon credits. He's done a good job at that so far. I don't have a problem if that continues. But cut down the darn entourage to the PM, his security team, which is imperative, and the pertinent government ministers or permanent secretaries needed. That's it. You go in there for business. Not a working vacation. So cut down the entourage. Cut it down. And of course, you got to take one of your press secretaries to make sure that the information is disseminated correctly. Outside of that, for the trail, can't get on with me. Awesome, me to miss the trail. So, at the end of the day, that's what we need. We need to streamline it. There's too much fluff. Too much, I hate to say it. Family, cronies, homies, lovers and friends on these trips. And we paying for it. So I need to know how you feel. So again, get what I'm saying. Take 242 to the world and lobby for what we need and put us in a good light. Considering FTX and Billy McFarland and them trying to do it all over again and put us in a bad light. Take the right team. Cut down on that spending and take the excess, because you don't need all of that. Put it to somewhere where it needs to be put. Naughty question. How come all wise, when they spend our money to the food store, they get what we want, but when they spend their money, they get what we need? Listen, I ain't getting into that today on a Tuesday, you know. You really trying to open up a kettle of, not worms, a kettle of wasses. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A further good afternoon, Mr. Doughty.
Goblin, what's going on? Behave yourself today, you know. Mr. Producer,
yeah,
Mr. Producer, put your finger close, because he's dropping F-bombs yesterday, you know.
Yeah, this is a slow one.
Okay, what you...
Back ache problem in bed all day.
Oh, well, I hope you feel better. What you got for me?
Yeah, it took a lot of x-rays the other day. I made all the reports, but I'm... Did I see some WhatsApp come over? What crazy man down Bay Street in public robbing two tourist ladies?
Yeah, there was an incident today. I saw the same footage floating around. Allegedly, there was a robbery on Bay Street. some tourists in front of McDonald's and the embassy, and right there near the Hilton, in between the point and that bend that turns from the point into Bay Street opposite McDonald's and the U.S. Embassy, try to do a snatch and grab. Obviously, the Royal Bahamas Police Force Downtown Tourism Unit did an excellent job, you know, getting them into custody. Hats off to a security officer and a bellman from a nearby resort. I think that would either be, that'd probably be the point, who you know, subdued him until the authorities got here and they got him into custody and so on and so forth. But again, desperate times. And obviously, no, we don't have a crime problem. Mr. Producer, we don't have a crime problem. People don't freak themselves out in the middle of the hot sun in Bay Street robbing tourists in front of the U.S. Embassy because we don't have a crime problem. I mean, yeah, I just want to reiterate that, you know? I don't want nobody to get alarmed. We don't have a crime crisis. We don't. Same time, we don't have an illegal migrant problem either. But we got one plotting from afar, talking about he's going to come back and do fire part two, and after the fire. Billy McFarland. I don't know, man. Allegations come across my desk today. I don't know. Rumors abound, like you on your way here, you might be here. Yeah, you're trying to push the envelope. Listen, I doubt that, though, because you want to stop less, so ain't that nominant. But there is a actual voice note circulating around from Mr. McFarland, allegedly part of a WhatsApp group here. Listen, Billy, find another island, buddy. Okay? You know what they say about fraudsters and criminals? They return to the scene of the crime. Not this time, my brother. Take that ish somewhere else. Because, you know, we have a crew here now that I'm about to unleash on you on social media called the hashtag CY. Okay, I'm going to let them loose for you on social media. And then I got the Conch Shell Brigade lined up that we are going to line the shorelines and watch for your potential arrival. If you try to get here, we will surround you. We will brace you with Conch Shell until you leave. That's how that go. You're not going to carry on the way you carried on the last time. Real talk. I mean, Bannon's got to be upset about this. You know, some people entertaining this. Well, Billy trying to make right. Listen, you want to pay the people back who you swung, Billy? Cash and go. MoneyGram. Western Union. Send it from there. Wire transfer. Something. But this? This? We don't need to see you, Billy. Or shall we say William? That's because people be friendly you up too much, Billy. We can call you William from here on out. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I don't know why. CG, I don't know why you call yourself naughty, but I could work with that.
I'll tell you the story how I got my nickname another day. Anyway.
Okay, I just want to share something here so you could have a appreciation for what we are looking into. Naughty, I want you to picture a pencil. Unsharpened in
right.
Your mind.
Listen, you coming back at me with the dark web again. I got you, man. We spoke about this
now,
yesterday.
Why is it that the word is out on the Bahamas that the Bahamas have such illiterate leaders that if you're tech-savvy, you can just run over them because they're going to run with what you're running with? Why is it that we are not electing people to Parliament who know how the whole structure of the world works when it comes to the internet topology? Why are we adopting this concept of lawyers who only could represent criminals to be in Parliament and doctors who could only abort babies to be in Parliament? Why can't we get professionals like you?
Well, maybe someone's too smart to get into that. You ever think of that? But I get it. I think if I get the point you're trying to make, I think we need more members of various portions of society and demographic portions of the society to make up future governments. A good balance of men and women, young and old, that gets it. And like you say, from different walks of life, different forms of, you know, professionalism and whatever their career paths are, that actually bring something to the table and actually have some vision. We've got caught up with the same old, because it's too easy just to stick your hand out every 5 years, hope for a blight, and keep it moving. Again, it ties back to what we talked about yesterday. Who did Wood Rogers meet when he came off his ship? Came down the walkway. The pirate, the politician, and the pastor. The three P's under the tree having a cocktail. Now, I don't know if Woods joined them or not. That remains to be seen. But that's what we've been dealing with for years. Let's check out the text. Naughty Billy don't want to come here. Fox said prison different than in the States. We have to stop placating. Naughty, we have to stop placating the people. It's not about stepping on and trying to keep someone down. He needs to correct his wrong, like paying the payment people first. Exactly. But you could pay the payment people first from abroad. You don't need to come back and revisit and line your pockets and get rich off of your initial foolery and fraud that brought shame and degradation to this nation. So I get it. At the same time, we don't need you to return to the scene of the crime. And I understand that he needs to correct his wrong, but spare me the bleeding heart. Like, oh, he needs to correct his wrong. Come back. You could correct your wrong from a distance. If you're so serious about correcting your wrong, correct it first. Before you even make plans of a documentary after the fire and start sending people down on a treasure hunt. Okay? It's not going to fly. Stop trying to defend the indefensible. It's not going to fly. Intelligent Bahamians will say something at this point in time. The Bahamas is internationally known as a nation for sale. Well, why don't we change that narrative? And that starts with us electing leaders who have the backbone and the testicular fortitude to do so. But some lessons have far-reaching repercussions. It may mean he, McFarlane, is also banned from our islands. It is, yeah, he needs to be banned before he even gets here. It may, man, it should be. He should be banned. No, may. He need to be banned. I tell you, there is a culture here in this country that loves the hookup, loves to get that moolah, that skrilla, that money, that bub. And they'll turn a blind eye to anything. They don't care. So what if you swing the nation and embarrass us and damage our brand? You can make a couple of dollars if you come back, but you're saying, Billy, come on, man, spare me that crap. Garbage. All right. Continue with the headlines, because you see what that costs, right? We got the FTX scenario. Government executives remain mum on the FTX collapse 1 week later. I wonder why. FTX implosion won't impact blue carbon credits. Okay. You keep your eye on that. Many layers to this onion. Public Service Commission appointments have expired, this according to the Attorney General Ryan Pinder. And the Deputy Prime Minister, government will not approve any event by Fire Festival creator. Well, that's good. And I'm glad Mr. Cooper listens to the show. Because remember now, Mr. Producer, we was the one who talked about William from last week before anybody picked this up. Before the Daily's there, before we was on Billy. We called Billy on his foolishness. So, and exactly what we asked for, the DPM delivered. Put him on the stop list. Don't even let it happen. But here we are today. People still trying to lobby for Billy to make us the conk again. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Well, must see Billy. Yeah, he might have missed our conk salad, but don't make us the conk in the process. As we slide out of the headlines into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, in addition to your new arrivals every Monday, your fast fashions, your workwear, all the accessories to go along with that. And a full line of selection for men, women, and kids. Active, formal, casual. They now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations. John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to check them out. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Now, you're almost getting ready to get to the break, man. But like I said, the big buzz, FTX, it won't go away. And now some of the spins that are getting put on it. The finger pointing and all of that. And that's fine. I get no fisherman will ever call a fish stink. And we love to finger point politically here as a nation. We always love to pass the buck and know this one do it. And it's convenient for governments to be continuous in certain elements, but another. Well, listen, at the end of the day, if the proper due diligence was done when Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried packed up operation and pulled out of Korea, and we did our due diligence despite whatever we received from Uncle Sam and Canada and the UK, we did our own due diligence, we could have nipped this in the bud. But again, a foreign entity with a lighter hue in a briefcase and a necktie gets the blight, carte blanche. And here we go. Who benefited? We see the charitable donations. I wonder if any party, I got to ask the question. Did any party benefit, you know, politically, campaign-wise, from FTX? Money was thrown around. But now look at us. Look where we are. Did that quick buck, is it really worth where we're at today? Is it? And all we get is spins and posturing and finger pointing and all of this, but no answers as to why the ball was dropped. But I'd rather nothing being said right now than something that's going to further incriminate us and make us look stupid to the world. Naughty, to be a politician in the Bahamas, you must be a member of the Pirates Guild. Thank you. I didn't know that. Send me the manual if you got it for the Pirates Guild so I could get, caught up to snuff on that. All right, man, let's get to the first break. Mr. Producer, on the flip side of the break, we're going to take it to Freeport, man. We got the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds, and that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. I'll hit you up with that real quick, and then we'll get to Freeport. Sarah Kirkby, Darren Cooper will be joining me live. We'll talk all things, Freeport in the Freeport Report from Grand Bahama. Toward the bottom of the hour, I got your numerology report, courtesy of the Island Game. Cuban Willie makes his appearance. And then we'll get you ready for 5 o'clock, where we'll be talking sports, as we always do, all right? The Fully Loaded Tuesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious boy, this real serious boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Tuesday, November 15th edition continues right now. Naughty, don't worry, man. Exuma people don't take sorry easy, okay? They don't take sorry as no apology. So, all right, you ain't got to worry about him. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Sound like you's a proud Exumian. All right. So let me hit you up real quick with what's going on regarding... KFC Nassau, they got a lot of things going on. And one of the big things is you could get right into the metaverse. That's right, with KFC Nassau. All you got to do is upgrade it. Upgrade it. All right? When you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or Big Meal Deal Mega, you could be the lucky winner of a MetaQuest 2 VR headset. Simply mega size and enter your seat at your favorite KFC Nassau location for a chance to win. And they'll see you in the metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. All right, let's check out what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, like I told you. Then we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and we'll head down to Freeport. But like I said, don't forget the drive-thrus KFC as well. Open until midnight. Open and in front until midnight. When you're craving it. There you go. All right. Dr. Phil is talking with Jeffrey Dahmer's victims, who says Netflix got it wrong. Only Dr. Phil would do some foolishness like that. Mariah Carey's lost her bid to trademark Queen of Christmas. That's not happening, Mimi. Give it up. Beyonce leads the list of 2023 Grammy Awards nominations. LeBron James is helping to produce Nipsey Hussle documentary. See, like I say, off the court, I don't have no problem with what LeBron does. It's on the court. Anyway, you already know. Y'all already know. Jay Leno, horrifically burned in a car explosion. You know, Jay's got a lot of antique cars. He's got a huge, vast antique car collection. Had an explosion in his garage yesterday. Took some severe burn damage. He's recovering. He's tweeted out and made some statements, but still, keep him in your thoughts and prayers, man. Especially if you're a fan of Jay like that, like we all are, who have been for years. What else? Post Malone's 2018 collaboration, Sunflower, is now the 17 times platinum. Is that song still going? Mr. Producer, yeah, that Sunflower's still going. Let's go to the break. Maybe go to the next break with Sunflower from Post Malone and Sweetie. 17 million? 17 times platinum. People really love that song, but wow. All right. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and finally, real low life that he is, Antonio Brown shares 2021 text from Tom Brady's demonstrating poor decisions out there doing crazy things. Footage of Tom Brady's wife giving him a hug on the sideline that looked a little robust. Did you see that, Mr. Producer? Just said I gave AB a big time hug. Yeah, man. I you got to look that up. Anyway, that's the wrap right there on the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, like I told you, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And remember, the pumpkin is at Dunkin'. That's right. All right? The pumpkin flavor is going on, so you definitely want to take advantage of that. Pumpkin lattes, pumpkin coffees, hot or cold. You got the muffins, you got the munchkins, you got the donuts. And don't forget as well, you got the opportunity to go blue all month long at Duncan. They're doing big things with the Rotary Club of Old Fort Bay and Rotary Clubs International. Get that blue donut and medium coffee combo. Part proceeds go to Rotary International and the Rotary Club of Old Fort Bay. All right? Do a good thing as you run on Duncan. All right, let's head down to Freeport. I got Sarah Kirkby checking in with me. Do we have Darren available yet, or is Darren still tied up? I know he's a little busy today. Said he tried
he's
to
tied
chime
up.
In if he
he's going
to
try and sign in, so I'm chasing him now.
All right.
I'm on the new form of communication that we all live off now, WhatsApp.
There you go. Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Darren trying to chime in. And Sarah, what's good down there in Grand Bahama? Obviously, you know we got the supplement each and every Tuesday in the Guardian. Spend the money. All right, and get that Grand Bahama supplement.
You've been spending the money. I spoke to my distributor today, and he said Tuesday is the best sellout day.
I wonder why.
My people.
All right, so what you got good for us, man? Give me the good, the bad, and the ugly out of Grand Bahama, Sarah.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, why don't you say instead of down in Freeport, wouldn't you say up? We above you.
Listen, just because you all run a couple of Hugh Campbell, just because you all run a couple of Hugh Campbell, y'all like to run right out, you know.
And it's also a little bit cooler here. That's what I love.
No matter where you are geographically, you will always be down in Grand Bahama. I mean, I'm still a proud Nassauvian, you know, but to this day. I got love for Freeport, but you know me, I'm still a Nassauvian.
I know. You die hard.
Die hard. Right, so but it's all good.
Unfortunately, we had to address some of the big issues this week in the paper. We did discuss the loss of the sale for Grand Lacayan. It is devastating for everybody. We were all hopeful.
Boy, I remember a couple
honest,
of months
I've
back, Sarah, when we talked about it.
Now.
Yeah, we talked about it, but we had the guarded, cautious optimism when it first broke a couple of months ago. Because we've all seen this movie before. This is not our first rodeo.
No, and they weren't, as far as we could see, well-known players in the market for hotels. But you understand that. I understand that Chester Cooper wanted to do his best. He wanted to go for the best deal. He wanted to bring the most money, and I would want to do the same.
I think so, too, and I think it gives Mr. Cooper an opportunity to revisit it now. And if this administration is serious about getting Freeport where it needs to be, it's a level playing field. It's a wide-open new field, and that's a new space. You could go after other investors who might be,
We have the announcement now that Six Senses is coming here, which is the number one brand in Europe and around the world, according to Condé Nast. So they're going to bring that level. This should help propel the hotel.
Sold, obviously, because, other people will now want to get into the market if they see what's going on with the Six Senses, and that's going to be an awesome resort.
Yeah, it is. And it's the level it will bring Grand Bahama to will be amazing. So I think that would be fantastic for us. I also was a big fan of the RCL project, only because of our connection with the shipyard and the home porting idea. I think home porting would be great for everybody who goes through Fort Lauderdale. You see that all the time. People fly into Fort Lauderdale. They stay a couple days. You take a cruise. Then you come back. I think that'd be the perfect thing for Grand Bahama. So I'm hopeful that maybe they'll reconsider that, which was taken off the board. I don't know. Maybe the cruise ship business looks like it's going back up again. I heard on the news last night that, all the cruises that were discounted before are now all the way back up to regular pricing again. So I'm hoping that with the, COVID finally going away, that maybe RCL will come back and look at that project, because we've got Carnival on one side. RCL could take this one, and they both own the shipyard. So it looks like, to me, it was a win-win.
Maybe, like I said, maybe it gives, a chance for everybody to take a step back, revisit it, and take a new strategy moving forward. Because obviously with things, coming online for maybe 2025, 2026 with the Six Senses, then, maybe it gives us an opportunity to get Alukaya where it needs to be and get a proper airport partner in there.
Airport going.
Line up all of the flight, all of the airlifts with the proper, partners that can reach North America and Europe and make it happen.
Yeah, and I do think the government is very, very aware of the airport, and they are trying their best. We have a story in the paper today about Sunwing's return, which will be really huge for us, bringing that great Canadian guest back. Everybody's worked extremely hard to try and promote it. Club Fortuna, Viva Fortuna, will be very big for them. It will put their numbers back up. And I walked that beach quite a lot, and it was so great to go down there. It is one of the most beautiful beaches. And it was so great to see tourists packed on it again. It was really nice. And if you read in the paper today, they're doing a lot of great things at Viva. So this is hopefully a nice boost for us coming up for the Christmas season.
Listen, in Christmas season, don't get me started. I already ready to think Christmas season now. But yeah, we want Freeport to have a good Christmas, man. And,
and obviously we need it. We need some good news. And, you know, we all were over here suffering very badly from PTSD with Nicole. She was a very good girl. She did not stay long. She went out. We're very happy with that. She, you know, left a bit of bad weather, but she just, you know, she shocked us all in that November storm. But I'm very pleased that she's gone. And it's going to take us a while, you know, to take that. But I was so proud of Grand Bahamians. They got so prepared for this storm. It was really great. You don't have to tell people anymore after Dorian. And we got that cut, you know, that cut hip. We know now to prepare for storms.
I tell you, I don't even want to talk no more storm right now.
Yeah.
I don't even
know. But I would ask everybody, there is a story that we have on the climate change survey.
Right, I noticed that. That was a good one.
Yeah, and I would really encourage everybody to please consider filling that out. I think it's very good that the government's getting all this feedback and information. It also has a lot to do with health services and mental health. There's a lot of strain on people here, especially when COVID hit right afterwards. So I really do love that they're taking the time to do this. So I would encourage everybody to read that story. Obviously, you can find it online as well. And then you'll get a catch up. And then we did have a little sad news. An icon passed away for Grand Bahama. Mr. Cole, who is so well known in the community. He worked at all the best hotels, all the restaurants. I grew up with him at the Holiday Inn ages ago when my father came to work there. So it was, you know, very sad, but well-respected man. It was lovely to see so many people who flew in to support he and his family and, you know, an icon of Grand Bahama. He lived a good life. And he came from Germany, and he loved the Bahamas, and he really made every effort to make everything he did within the businesses here succeed. He did really well. Great restaurateur.
I know there was a lot of folks up here as well that, you know, shared the same sentiment.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good. And Darren is going to be chiming in now. He might
think
be,
so.
Oh,
I think
he
got him.
Come
yeah.
on. So, but I feel, you know, all right, we're back to the drawing board again with Grand Lacayan, but I think there are some options, and I'm hoping that, you know, Chester Cooper, I've heard him speak on the FTX issue today several times. I feel he's really got his eye on the ball with this, and I really do hope, like he said, he will not put out another announcement till this deal is done, and I am so pleased they are concentrating on it. I really do think he's got Grand Bahama in his sights, and it's got to, you know, it's going to happen for us at some point.
It does need to happen. Some, you know, some got to break. Some got to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
What says you, Darren?
What's going on, Don? How goes it, Matt?
Hey, Sarah. Well, you know, I have not been watching and following the action much of the government. I'm still in a disappointed state where, you know, that premature announcement and given us false hope. But I do believe that this particular administration has something to prove to the people that they are the best choice and they would do what is right. And I hope that they will continue to do so. I mean, all that talk of, you know, we got Grand Bahama, we've been hearing that for so long. So we now want to see some action from it. And I think until we start seeing some things, we would be able to appreciate what is being done. But until then, we are still, you know, looking through our eyes like we'll wait and see. I think that there are some things that are brewing in Grand Bahama as it relates to good investments. And if they are serious, which is the government, they would send a good team here to Grand Bahama to make sure, execute and deliver on a lot of these projects, move the bureaucracy, move the red tape, move the hindrance that can delay and cost these projects, that can bring discouragement to investors and get them going. You know, that'll be given us some sense of hope to know that we got, we're not Nassau centric, but we got some people in Grand Bahama that's primary focus is the betterment and fast tracking these projects for Grand Bahama.
Man, listen, Grand Bahamians need to fast track it for Grand Bahama now. You all need to be on everything.
Yeah, like,
if it moved, yeah, jump on it. What this could be. And I think if people start seeing that moving forward, you know, you all have to go into, we have no time to play mode now. Just say no, you know, more promise me this and talk to me that. You don't have no time to play.
Grand Bahamians are a group of passive people, you know. And
we need to get a little bit of Abaco in us.
Habaku, Nassau, until we get to that point where I don't think Grand Bahamians are really sick and tired of the state in which they live in. And until they get to that place, and I don't care who government's in power. I don't care if you're the PLBF and MDN, ACDRC. I don't care. At the end of the day, we are the ones who are not being able to comfortably meet our commitments, or we're scrapping to meet it. And the island of Grand Bahama has great potential. We have it. So we're not trying. We got infrastructure. We got land upon land. Good airport. Just need attention. Harbor. We have it. And we have to get to that place where we demand from the government, is needed, and for them to pay attention to making sure that they get it done. And until then,
Darren, you made a good point. We do have everything. We have great roads. We have good infrastructure. And, you know, we've got a good power company. They did very well during the storm. All these things that we need to put out there.
That should bring some level of comfort to investors, boy, they make sure they have power, you know.
Yes.
And even though persons run on to the fact that, our power is high, I think, you know, when we start managing it well, we will then see the benefit of it, and we'll be able to appreciate it. And more investment comes to Grand Bahama, the better it'll be for us to be able to lower our power costs, lower our operational costs, and many others. And so I am going to continue to make the noise that's needed for Grand Bahama, because we have potential and we need to see some things. We don't need to hear it. We need to see it to be able to embrace it.
You need, listen, more than embrace it, man. If I was reborn, when it finally gets here, y'all got to spend a day just touching it. There it is, right, touch it, feel it, touch it again. Take a selfie or two, come back and touch it again. Make sure it ain't gone. Make sure it's not a mirage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound, you know, it's like the opportunity now, like you said, with this administration to make it a legacy kind of thing. Like the ball was dropped. Let's have a carpe diem moment. Let's seize the day. Let's find the right partner who has the right network to really make this jump off for Grand Bahama. And obviously, the big catalyst to me, like in this, like we talked about last week, is Six Senses. Because that is a brand par excellence. So you can't come half-stepping now if you enter in that market, but you have something like that ready to go. So now you're going
to
have other brands.
Everything ready for that, for when it's open.
And if you could actually massage it into to make it like I say, Freeport is now. Is now. We got to have like prestige here now. Not just to have just another brand come in there. We need a brand that runs in the same league as Six Senses.
And then that, if you have Six Senses, come to Grand Bahama, what do you think is going to happen to other brands? What do you think is going to happen to
other
investors?
That's what I'm saying. And we need to handle that correctly.
They would want to know, well, why are they there? What they see that we don't know?
And
so they now come to explore our land.
We need to be proactive, though. We need to have recruitment teams ready to go and recruit these potential other investors who want to get in the market.
Absolutely. And ask them, why aren't you here?
You see Six Senses in here. Why aren't you?
And we have the space for them. We have plenty of space.
All we got is land. All we got is space. We ain't locking that.
No. And this is land that will not have environmental concerns. It's not a mangrove area. It's not something we have to reclaim. And we have the streets and structures to go with them as well. It's amazing what we have here.
Now, I know that you got some of the things, you know, like leaning to where they need to be, you know, as far as Six Senses. But what are we going to do about the airport down there? Where does that stand right now?
I believe that there is a team that has their assignment on making sure they deliver a good brand to Grand Bahama. I believe in the days to come, we would see some good announcements coming from that, and being able to get our airport back to what it needs to be. I do believe that the team that some of the team members that are on the board understand the full dynamics. You have persons like and not really to go into detail, but Harold Williams, who've worked at the International Airport from King Arch to Bahama for years. He's been in Bahamas Air. And so I think he understands the full ins and out of what needs to happen to create or to stop the delay disasters from us being able to open our airport and to properly function. I think our airport runways will continue to experience the flooding. But if it's only the runways that are experiencing the flood and our airport terminals are not, that'll help us. But I just believe that there is, and then you have persons like the Cassie at a Macintosh that could do some things and help, you know, navigate us. And many other persons. I'm just a little optimistic and hopeful that they would be able to give that brand what it is we need. They're grand Bahamians. And we hope
agree,
that
I would agree with you, Darren. But I also think we don't need to create this massively huge airport. Okay. I was speaking to someone the other day and they made a very good point to me, and I was having a really big complaint about the airport. And they said, but Sarah, look at Abaco, look at Exuma, look at Eleuthera. They get the people, they get the flights, they get the beautiful private planes, and everybody goes there because of the product. So we have to get that product straight and our airport will come. I mean, for me, what we really need is a conveyor belt and a couple larger rooms, but the airport can get there. And like you said, I feel there is a good team that really wants to do it well. I know some of the people that are on the board that they've created for it. And I think they do feel that pressure and want to make sure they get it right. But I just don't think we need to do this massive airport. I think the airport could grow. Could they do something that's acceptable and then grow it from there a little bit bigger or a little bit larger than it is now? Does that make sense?
I think what we had has worked for us. Right. In terms of size capacity, there was even room for new airlines because there were quite a bit of vacant areas for airlines. There was vacancies for rental companies. There were vacancies for for stores in the airport. For us to go bigger might not be what we need at this junction, at this time. Yeah. And so I agree. We could either use the size we have and just design it better and different.
I think my two cents, maximize what you have now to its fullest potential. And some creative design and some creative architecture could really make that space work. And
yeah,
put
yeah.
you in
very,
you know.
Very true.
Yeah. You know, so I think, you know, that's something.
I don't need him to spend all your money. I don't need this multi, you know, I don't need NASA Airport. We're not having those numbers, but we do need something that is better than what we have now.
Well, I appreciate you guys chiming in as always, but we'll do it again next Tuesday if you guys are available. I know Sarah will be here. Darren, if you're available, love to have you back, man, and talk some more. I'm sure we got some other questions that need to come out of Freeport. And let me put it to you like this now, because my mother-in-law, who's a loyal listener, and love you, mommy, in Grand Bahama, corrected me. She's like, Naughty, we are up in Freeport. So there you go. Only because my mother-in-law told me to say so. I want to wish you guys up in Freeport, up in Grand Bahama, a great Tuesday, and we'll see you up there next week, okay?
Thanks, Naughty. Appreciate
your
time.
Yeah, man, y'all be safe, man. Thanks again, sir. And keep up the good work with, you know, the Grand Bahama News. And Darren, keep all your contributions coming, man. Very informative and insightful, my brother. Appreciate it.
Appreciate Darren on all that they do for Rotary, too.
Let's get to the break, man. We'll talk to you all next week, all right? We'll go into the news. Okay. We'll talk sports on the flip side of the break. That's the Tuesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of all spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know what that means. We got to open with Today in Sports History. I'm sure Pearlie will join us in short order. I'll bring him in a second, and we'll get it popping. We'll do the local sports scene, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. We'll talk who's in and who's out in pro sports, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And then, of course, toward the bottom of the hour, we got our picks, our pro picks for the night, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. All right, fully loaded, 5 o'clock hour. But let's start it off like we always do with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Listen, had the pleasure of enjoying Naughty Johnny's last night, man. I was off the chain. I was like, I don't feel like cooking tonight. Uh-huh. Let's go to Naughty Johnny's. So we went to Naughty Johnny's, and boy, I tell you, it was off the chain. It's all good. So big up to my crew down there at Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Give them a call. See what they got going on all week long for you. 377-7776. All right. On this day, November 15th in sports history, 1983, Mike Bossy of the New York Islanders got his 75th career hat trick. 1991, Ricky Pierce of the Seattle Supersonics began a free throw streak of 75 games. 1992, Richard Petty drove in the final race of his 35-year career. 1998, Emmitt Smith of the Dallas Cowboys moved into third place on the all-time touchdown list when he got his 127th. He'd eventually break it. 1998, Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions registered his fifth straight 100-yard running game, 100-yard rushing game. It was the 75th of his career. 2002, Mike Modano of the Dallas Stars scored his 1,000th NHL point. He was only the fifth U.S.-born player to reach that milestone. 2002, Dave Andrechuk of the Tampa Bay Lightning scored his 250th NHL power play goal. 2005, Major League Baseball players and owners agreed to a tougher penalties for steroid use for the next season. The new rules call for a 50-game suspension for a first offense, 100 games for a second, and a lifetime ban for a third, plus testing for amphetamines. And 2006, on this day, Emmitt Smith was named the winner of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. So quite a day this has been for Emmitt, making an appearance two times. And your sports quote of the day, I didn't say the things I said, Yogi Berra. Great quote from Yogi right there as well. I didn't say the things I said. It's a beautiful quote. I love it. With that being said, that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get up into the home court. The local news, local sports headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, people, it is all about Burger King Nassau. You could drive in to the new year in a brand new car, courtesy of Burger King Nassau. All right? Ride into the holidays with Burger King Nassau and Easy Car Sales. Win a BYD 2022 Ham EV electric car. All you got to do is upgrade your favorite Burger King combo. Fill out the form. Put it in the box. And listen out. You could be the lucky winner. All right? December 27th is the last day for entry. And the drawing will be on the 28th. All right. Let's check out the local sports scene. And as we do, let's welcome in Earl the Pearl. What's going on, Pearly? And what cometh out of the air fryer today?
For the car and all in the house.
What's that?
I've already picked a spot where I'm going to put the plug for the car in the house.
Oh, okay. You claiming that in the name of Jesus right now.
Amen. Oh, yeah. I figured they done had me in the hospital needing blood.
Right. You give in the car.
They done called me condolences. Then they done called back, give me condolences on my daddy. And you know, my daddy been gone 4 years. So I figure some good luck must be coming this way. I must get rolled.
And you know what? The car they're giving away is red. It's your color. So you good to go?
Oh yeah. No, I don't like my car to be the same color like that, but then I can't go nowhere.
All right, but let me...
Not that I have to go anywhere.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, Naughty. Good afternoon. This is Anastasia from Bahamas Roadmaster.
Hey,
today?
What's going on? How goes it?
It's going well, going great. Just want to remind folks about the event on Sunday.
Okay, go right ahead. Let them know.
We have Bahamas Half Race Series 5K, 10K Half Marathon. This coming Sunday, starting at Arawaki. And registration, we still have a few more spots left. We're almost sold out. So if you want to get in, and you better get in a hurry.
That's good stuff. You almost got all the entrants almost gone?
We have maybe about 50 spots left.
Wow.
So, and you don't want to miss it. This is going to be, it's our 10th year. We're doing a lot of extra stuff. So it's, you don't want to miss it.
About,
so get in when you sit in.
About
2 miles, 6 miles.
How many people
do
you expect to participate?
We're targeting 450 this year.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, first in person since the pandemic. So, you know, we didn't want to go too big. So 450 is our target, and we're meeting our goals. So just want to let people know.
Good stuff.
It's almost here. Only a few spots left, so you can...
I was going to sign up, but the old knees them that started bothering me this week. So I think I'm going to have to pass.
So what happened again? What happened?
Pearly said he was going to enter, but his knees started hurting him this week, so he got a pass.
Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. So you can register. Let's still register at BahamasHalf242.com or at Lignum Advisors there in Union Court on the corner of Elizabeth Avenue and Shirley Street. Okay. So, if you're still thinking about it, don't sleep too long because spots are almost filled.
All right. And we're in studio on Friday, so give me a buzz on Friday again just to remind everybody for the last minute.
Will do. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you much.
Thanks so
all
much.
Right.
And keep up the good work, man. You guys are doing good stuff.
Good luck. Great stuff.
And I'm sure you'll get the last 50 covered real easy, man, because, you know, that's a great event that's going on out there. All right. So, Pearly.
Hey. I only said that because I laughed the other day. I jump up and I call my son. I say, I got to walk downtown. He said, yeah, go for it. So I stopped next. I told him the neighbor that I said, I'm going to walk downtown. I said, if you don't see me by 3 o'clock, just drive straight up into the road. Come up Nassau Street, up Meeting Street, and see if you see me on the side of the road anyway. I made it as far as Nassau Street, Naughty.
But listen here, let me tell you something, yeah. Matt. Let me tell you something.
I got a ride.
Let me tell you something. One time... My car was getting serviced, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the wife had a remote. That's when she used to do radio. So she had a car at the remote. And I walked from that old establishment where we were on Shirley Street all the way down to the hood. Boom. And guess what? I was bopping and rolling. And before I knew it, I was by road traffic and fish fry. And that's when I realized, dear Jesus, what you doing? And that's when I had that moment. Either we can finish this, or you have to fall down and fake like you having seizure or something, and somebody got to drop you home. But I finished it. I finished it.
But actually, a dear friend, Trevor, government major, drove past. He said, boy, I know you all your life. I know you from the back. Come, get this car. You know you can't make it downtown. And he was very nice enough to drop me right in front of the bank. Good naughty. You know what I want to celebrate? You know, what? This is my time of the year to celebrate. This right today, last night, was my time to celebrate as a great Miami Dolphin fan.
Yes.
Being the only team in the world to be undefeated, perfect season, and has been held again. And I say, thank you, Commanders, or thank you, Washington Redskins. I mean, Commanders, whatever you call them. Anyway, thank you for that team from Washington. I appreciate y'all, yeah? I appreciate y'all a lot. So I don't even be that guy today. I ain't start on you yet.
Listen.
You know what's good about the Naughty? You know what's good about the Naughty? Dolphins are in first place in the AFC East. The Dolphins have a better record percentage-wise, over the Dallas Cowboys.
Because, but don't be disingenuous now. Say why. Because we have not gone on the bye. Finish it.
Yes, because there's a bye. I said percentage-wise, there's a bye. We on our bye this week. We will be even, Steven, if y'all win this week.
Then we win, because we got to go in Minnesota.
And the best thing about it all.
We can take out some revenge on Minnesota.
The perfect season still holds.
But that's all y'all really have to talk about as a franchise. So, yeah, I wanted that for you.
I don't care what you say. We the only team can talk about that. Many teams can talk about multiple Super Bowl championships. Many teams can talk about having this and having that. But no other team than the Miami Dolphins can say there was a perfect season. No other team can say anything else.
And ask Dion, outside of you, ask some other gnarly, grizzled veteran Dolphin fans what they've been through over the years. And they'll tell you. They'd have done traded that perfect season for two or three more Super Bowls to have them in the conversation with five or six.
I would have traded that for two or three Super Bowls. Yes, I would have traded. But guess what? Since that ain't happened, that's what I'm standing on. That's my crutch.
That's your story and you're sticking to it, eh?
That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Like I say, I never messing up a good story with the facts.
All right, but let's stick to the script, man. We got to talk local sports right now. So let's hitch up with the local headlines. We got Strong to hold a one-day javelin camp. And, of course, this is Bahamian javelin thrower Keyshawn Strawn. He's going to stage a one-day javelin camp at the Carl Oliver Track at the Huntley P. Christie High School in Nicholstown, North Andrus, on Saturday. And I think that's awesome, getting out there to the Family Islands and getting the throwing events, the field events, you know, getting an interest and sparking an interest in them. Because if you look at our next crop of world-class athletes, we got a lot in the field portion. Yes, coming up, javelin and discus and shot put and so on.
That's good. You know, back to the Laverne Eves type days and like that. I like that.
Oh, Jesus. Naughty, you sure Pearly went to SAC? Not a sensible soul from SAC is a Dolphin fan. That's the only thing they have to brag about is the perfect season. You sure he went to SAC?
What does me being a Dolphin fan... See, SAC is a diversified high school. We got Dolphin fans, Cowboy fans, F&Ms, PLPs. We got white, black, purple, green, Roman Catholic, Anglican, Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah Witness. We got all these in the school. That's not a prerequisite of being a soccer. A prerequisite of being a soccer is understanding that we couldn't trade that perfect season for any Super Bowl rings, so that's our crutch to stand on. That's it. We have nothing else to stand on, so we're standing on that. What else do you want me to say?
Hi.
You know, right now, Yankee fans will tell you hey, we got 27 rings. Laker fans, 18 or 17. So that's what the Dolphins standing on, the perfect season. We have nothing else to stand on.
Dallas Cowboys fans will tell you that they have 5, and Patriot fans will tell you they have 7 or 6.
But guess what? They can say that, but many teams can say they have multiple. Many teams can say they have 4, 5, 3, 2, yeah, but then none of them can say they have a perfect season.
Ivan Aparelli.
And that's all we get to be going with that. I ain't giving up on that. That's my story.
Mr. Producer, could you get the Dolphins theme song lined up so when we go to the first break, we can play that for Pearly?
No, you don't have to play it for me. I play it every morning to wake up one.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I'm only kidding.
I'm only kidding.
No, I think you are.
I'm only kidding.
I think you do.
No, honestly, no, I ain't that crazy.
All right, he won't hear it. He won't hear it. Jesus. Sometimes you see things on the text line just make you shake your head. Anyway, back to the sports program. Oh, God. All right. What else is going on? Listen, the BBF, Bahamas Boxing Federation, looking to send a 10-member team to the boxing tournament. Story by Sheldon Long. You check that out in today's Guardian. And they want to send them to the Brett Sugar WBC tournament series in Kissimmee, Florida, which is great. So we need to get behind boxing. And I see a new appointment has been made. Strong appoints Knowles as Boxing Association president. And I'm talking about Valentino Knowles, no stranger to the show here. So congratulations, Valentino. Job well done. I think you're going to be an awesome president. Yep. And you know you have full support of this show in getting your information out there and all of the events coming up. I'm quoted as saying we have to start in the communities and get boxing to the point where it is one of the more productive sports here in New Providence. And I think we can, and we'll assist you best as we can to get the word out there, Valentino. So hats off to you, man.
Yes, and, sir. Congratulations. Get over to Kissimmee. Bring back some gold.
Why you want to go to Kissimmee?
I like Orlando. I've several times gone to Airbnb there and chill out for a week. I like Orlando. It's nice. You know, you could go to Orlando, do something every day.
But just like in Orlando,
the same so. Twice and twice.
Yeah, Orlando always got something to do now.
One summer we were there, and we were in this Airbnb, and it was like an open field with a forest right next to it. And several mornings I got up with my hot cup of coffee, you know, and watch wild turkeys walk across the field into the forest. I thought that was so awesome. I really enjoyed everything, coffee and everything even better that morning. Those mornings.
I tell ya.
We digress. We're really digressing a lot today. We really should get back on the script.
That's sometimes, listen, we're having a quiet of billboard moment, brother.
It'd have been kind of cool if I had a shotgun, you know.
Why would you want a shotgun?
And Randy was there, one of the best chefs. We had roast turkey. You know, everything.
Roast turkey? You actually know how to roast turkey?
Well, let me tell you something.
Like put the spit through it and roast it properly and baste it?
I like to cook and I like to try new recipes so all the time.
I got a text to just chime in. Naughty, Pearly going to put a turkey in the air fryer for Thanksgiving? Yes or no?
No. Let's get real now. Turkey, that's something different. I got to go in the oven. I got to be air. No. No. Plus, the air fryer ain't big enough.
But you was going to try it, right? You was going to try it.
No. Actually, no. I wouldn't try it. No. I have one of the air fryers I have. Actually, I do have two. No, if you ain't got two, you ain't serious. One of the air fryers has a rotisserie end to it, so I can put with chicken and do a rotisserie chicken at times. I haven't tried it yet, but that's one of the benefits of my air fryer.
All right. Well, you know what? I got
to... We pick names for the family, right? And we buy gifts. And then just in case anybody in my family pick my name, listen, and I want one of them indoor grills, them smokeless indoor grills. That's what I asked for. Does anybody see any of my family members? Just mention that to them.
Noted. Me and Mr. Producer wrote it down. And on that, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll continue talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour right here. It's November 15th. 16 November 15th edition of Talking Heads continues. Really ain't got no sense, you know.
I know.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. And Pearly, time to slide into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, coming soon, you know, they're Mac and Rosetta right now, open until 6, so you still got time to grab, you know, stop off, grab one, indulge, and enjoy. And then in addition to that, coming soon to JFK. So you don't want to miss out on that. All right? More ample opportunity to enjoy the goodness that is Trouble. So let's check out who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Pearly, you got anything that jumps out
I know,
baseball-wise?
I know Philadelphia out is the only undefeated team.
We're going to get there. I want you to deal with the hot stove first, and then we can embellish on Philadelphia, your perfect season, some things coming up in my Cowboys, and so on and so forth. But what you got in the hot stove?
Ain't nothing much happened right now yet. Just talks. You
that's
know?
Why I'm asking you. But you know.
Dodgers are looking at the Japanese pitching sensation, Senge or something like that, or Senga or something like that. But it's not only him. There's a couple other people looking at him. But there's a possibility that he could end up being a Dodger or a Yankee or a Giant. And apparently there's some other teams like Cincinnati and others like that who wanted the sort of success of Japanese baseball players. And now I want to spend all the extra money. The good thing about him is you don't have to offer posting to Japan because he's actually an international free agent. So
That works out.
We know Shaq Leonard, so that's a sad thing.
Yeah, and that's a developing story there too because of the back situation. So we got to keep an eye on that. Had back surgery, and we'll see. No. You said, my bad. I'm thinking of your boy from Indianapolis. I apologize. He had the back surgery.
Okay, so we know Judd declined the qualifying offer from he declined the qualifying offer from the Yankees.
Well, you know that, Pearly. You know that.
Yeah, we know that was coming in. We know Jock Peterson accepted his $19.6 million qualifying offer from the Giants. So Jock Peterson will be a Giant next year. We know Martin Perez accepted his $19 million qualifying offer from Texas. So he'll be a Ranger next year. All right. So we know that Aaron Judd, Trey Turner, Xander Bogaert, Jacob DeGrom, Dansby Swanson, Carlos Rodon, Brandon Nemo, Wilson Contreras, Chris Bassett. You heard the pronunciation? Contreras, Chris Bassett, Anthony Rizzo, and Nathan
Echeverria.
Eovaldi. All the covers. All right?
Y'all got to pay them.
Right after that, Anthony Rizzo did a two-year deal with 17, including the 17, he got a two-year deal for $34 million and an additional $17 million, a club option for the third year with the Yankees. As you're playing, right?
You broke up. I didn't hear that, Pearly.
Anthony Rizzo signed a two-year deal with the Yankees with a third year as team option.
Yeah, that's Anthony R to the Izzo. H to the Izzo. V to the Izzane.
All right, then this was heartbreaking to me. Tyler Anderson declined his qualifying offer with the Dodgers, and he signed a three-year, $39 million with the Angels. So he gone across the highway.
That's a blow to y'all right there. That was a good setup, guys.
That's a blow, but listen, that even tells me more that if we let him get away like that, because he got what? That's three. He got 16 mil. There's a little more. That's probably what we would have gotten him, given him. That means we really going after a Japanese player to replace him.
You think so?
Because Buehler's out all next year. We need pitching. Or we may be going after DeGrom. We can make a move for something. Plus we got a young kid by the name of Bobby Miller, that could have made it to the majors. We wanted to give him one more year in AAA. That he could probably be. I think he's gonna crack the starting lineup next year. So, I'd love to see some things happen. I mean the Angels can be serious because they don't want to lose Ohtani because the Dodgers gonna have him hard next year. So they're gonna do some things to try keep him there, to try make the Angels a better winner. So that's a good pickup for them. It's a really good pickup for them. Now, does the Angels have the pitching staff to hold him to what the Dodgers did and to make sure he stays with everybody, how he's kept within himself? You'll find that out come April.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where it goes because the hot stuff with Major League Baseball.
Most of us should start picking up probably in another few days, probably sometime next week. You may see one or two people sign a contract or something like that. But the big guys, the Judges, the Trey Turners and all that stuff, they can check the market and see what they can get. But plenty of control. Offers can start coming. A lot of offers
can start flying in now fast and furious.
Yeah.
And speaking of offers, don't forget, today the final 10 going home. We got Sports Illustrated, waiver wire, who's in and who's out. I mean, waiver wire selections, who you need to snag off the waivers. If your team's on bye this week and if you had some injuries. And as we slide out of baseball, slide into the NFL, Pearly, have it again, man. Your Dolphins remain the only team in the history of the NFL to have an undefeated season.
I told my good friend, our mutual, really close good friend, R&R, that I was going to be that guy today.
Who?
I'm happy that we are undefeated.
Who you told us?
R&R. I said, I'm going to be that guy today. I'm really going to be that guy. I'm not even using the air fryer today. I'm cooking on the stovetop just for the old time sake of a perfect season. I'm not going to touch the air fryer today. It's just going to be stovetop. But I'm excited about being perfect.
You should make some popcorn like I used to make it back in the day when it was perfect. Put the pot on there, put some whole kernels in.
I ain't going to that far,
but. Hold on. I just catch myself. You are 10 times wrong, Mr. Producer. You are 13 times wrong.
What the producer do?
No, I can't say it on the air, but he knows exactly why he's wrong. I'll tell you later. I could text you. I could take a picture so you can see too. And then you can hit the next time you zoom in, you can tell him about his wrongness also.
Okay.
Mind you, if I was in the same position, I would have done the same thing. So I totally can't fault him 100%. But a solid 65-70% at this vantage point now, I caught. But if the roles were reversed, I totally understand the play.
I got you. Understood. That's it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Washington came in there to play football yesterday.
No. Let me just get you there. That's a division game. That is the NFC East, brother.
Yes. I was getting to that. As Ash was saying, Washington came to play football. And on top of that, being in the NFC East or being a divisional, that's like the Jets, Dolphins, Giants. So anything can happen. Anything can happen. And last night, we couldn't hold on to the ball. So things happened. Turnovers happened.
Hey, that's a lot of noise. Is that you, Pearly, or has Peter jumped in the Zoom as always?
That's Peter. That's not me. That's Peter.
All right.
That's Peter.
Turn that down just a little bit there for me, Mr. Producer. That's kind of loud.
Yeah. That's not me. I'm being very, very, that's, you know.
And today's Tuesday. I wasn't even expecting Peter to tell Wednesday or Thursday as normal and Friday, but hey, he's early.
Hey, that's cool. That was good to hear from him.
What's going on there, Peter? Now we don't have him. Ah, boy.
Okay. I get the feeling that the Eagles overlooked the Commanders last night. And that's why they lost.
Nah, I don't think it was an overlooked game. I think it was just a good old-fashioned division game. Because, I make a point. I remember when the Cowboys, back in the day, first year 0-10, went into Washington Stadium, took on an undefeated Washington Redskin team, and left with their only victory of the year that year. So that tells you the story of the division. We've had it before when Dallas was been in a good position in the division. Washington and Philly and New York sullied us. When the Giants were winning a lot of times, Dallas would beat them and go nowhere. So that division has a way of taking care of itself. That kind of came home last night and was proven. I said that Philadelphia has gotten up early on some teams and then taking their foot off the gas. The Cowboys gave them a run with Cooper Rush. There's some other teams that came close. The Texans, by God, Adam reeling and dealing the other day. So Philadelphia, I told you all early on, they're going to come back to the pack at some point. And I think that started last night. And I think there's some other teams now that have figured out some ways how to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And the injuries are catching up with them now, too. Injuries at key positions are catching up.
Let's see what happens. But I have a question to ask. Since we're in the NFC East, there's a question to ask about the Dallas Cowboys. I saw an article today, and I was very intrigued by it. And I seem like I'm going to ask Naughty this. Is Dak Prescott the weak link of the Dallas Cowboys?
No, you got up too early. And watched it. So anyway, just, you know what I'll tell everybody to answer that question? Go to YouTube and click on DeMarcus Spears response in regards to if Dak is the weakest link. No, he's not the weakest link. I'll tell you what the weakest link is. Kellen Moore, like Spears said, you're up 14 points in the third quarter going into the fourth, and you decide to run 6 running plays and throw 18 pass plays and expect to win a game? That's idiocy. That's nothing to do with Dak Prescott. He's the quarterback. He's calling the plays that get sent into him.
Okay. All right. Just asking. I didn't agree with it. I disagree with him. I think without him, y'all can't go nowhere. I don't care how good the other guy played, but without him, y'all can't go nowhere.
If you listen to that whole morning run.
I saw 2-3 weeks spent without him, with Clay Rush or whatever the fella they make it, who's goal to you?
Listen
without
to me.
Without him and without Micah, y'all ain't crap.
And I'm telling you something right now. It will all play out, and everybody with Dak Prescott over the next couple of weeks as the Dallas Cowboys end up winning the NFC East. You heard me say it, and it will all play out. They will beat the Giants, they will beat the Redskins, and they will beat the Eagles the next time they play. And those teams are going to also lose now to some other teams that are now for real, that are now legit. The same Vikings that we all have to play, they got it. The Eagles got away from them. A couple other teams won't, including the Giants. So you got to look at them for how it is. They all have to play in that. And listen, you got some other teams on the outside looking in, like the Washington Redskins. They're right there. Today, if the playoffs were today, the Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys would be in the playoffs, and the Redskins would be out by half a game. In the NFC, in the AFC East, every team in that division would be in the playoffs.
Yep.
So,
yep.
we might see come playoff time the battle of the beasts from the East, meaning four from the AFC East, four from the NFC East. Peter, what you got to say?
I don't know if we need four from the NFC. I don't know. I don't think the Commanders don't. Don't fool yourself on that win yesterday. That's strictly a division.
I'm coming back. Let's see.
Let's see what happens afterwards.
Peter, Peter, you had a point to make. You were trying to say something about the game. We still got Peter.
There we go. Heineke is the quarterback for their Commanders. And that's the most important position on the team. So that tells you they're not a serious football team. They're not going to make waves. They're just not. They're going to have to upgrade that position. Now,
I agree with Peter.
As far as Dak Prescott goes, quarterback gets too much praise when a team wins and too much blame when the team loses. Dak Prescott is very good, exceptionally good at understanding field position and not making mistakes in bad spots. He excels at that. You look at the important metric. When Dak is in Dallas Cowboy territory, he doesn't fumble. He doesn't turn the ball over in terms of interceptions. He doesn't have many negative plays. Some can say, well, he's not Patrick Mahomes. That's true. But also he doesn't have many negative plays. So he doesn't put his team 3rd and 15 because of his decisions. Now they're going to be there because, you know, other people make mistakes and sometimes they just have a bad play call, the defense blows it up, that happens. But it's very seldom Dak Prescott's fault. So when you see Dak, from when Dak came in the league from Mississippi State, was it? When he came in the league, he was always a guy who understood the flow of the game. Some people didn't, like Jay Cutler with the Bears, didn't understand the flow of the game. Carson Wentz doesn't understand the flow of the game very well. You have to have almost an instinct for the way the game is going, how to make subtle changes when the momentum is against you, subtle changes to move the momentum back in your favor. And he's able to do that. Some people call it X factor, whatever you want to call it. He gets it done. Dallas, without Dak Prescott, cannot win a playoff game. It's just out of the realm of possibilities. It can't happen. He's very good at long throws. He's very good at medium throws. He's very good at short throws. He's also very good at extending the play and hitting open receivers. Is he overpaid? Yeah, but every quarterback's overpaid. It's easy and it's to blame the quarterback, and it's very good to get attention. Dak Prescott destroying the Cowboys. Yeah, it's a nice headline. When we look at how the Cowboys are constructed and how well he's playing, and forget Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is, he didn't win those games. The defense and the running game won those games. Dak Prescott is a top 10 NFL quarterback, and on some weeks, he's a top 5 NFL quarterback. And every once in a great while, his play is the best in the NFL for that week. If Dallas wins the Super Bowl, it's going to be because of him, not in spite of him. That's it.
Well, what Peter said.
He's about to say the same thing. I see, he really put some effort into that one.
Yeah, what Peter said.
I mean, that was basically what it is. That's what it is. I only put it out there to have the conversation. I didn't believe the question. I don't think they will win the Super Bowl because of him. If they win the Super Bowl, it's because of him, not in spite of him, of losing it. If they lose it, it will not be his fault. If they don't go far, it's not because of him.
Listen,
it's because of injuries.
What I said yesterday, Pearly, all right, is this. The Cowboys lost that game because of coaching. McCarthy was enamored about winning in Green Bay at all costs. And Kellen Moore, like little children do, sometimes they would mess the bed. He messed the bed. He tried to get too slick and say, okay, they expect me to run. I'm going to pass. No, smashing them in the mouth. Tony Pollard was averaging 5 yards a carry. The rookie Malik Davis from Florida was averaging almost 7. Run the football. Go ahead, Pearly.
I'm just concerned about, and I hear that, and that's some dumb play calling, and I think his day is a number as the Cowboy coach. But I'm concerned about your run defense. I'm very concerned about that. And in the playoffs, if you don't have that, you're going to have problems.
All right, text them. As far as the Minnesota Vikings go, gents, Peter, text them. Listen, your Vikings did what I said they couldn't do because Buffalo served that game up to them on a silver platter, my brother. Several times.
And that goes to the question I wanted to bring after this. Is Josh Allen regressing? And I'm glad Peter's here to answer that one. Is he regressing?
But let me just touch on this Viking texter, okay? Since you want to get cheeky, not a problem. I'm going to make a call to Jerry, and don't worry. I promise you, my Cowboys will come to Minnesota and punch you in the mouth in that stadium. I can make the call now. And then you can text me next Monday or Tuesday and say, Naughty, you know what? You shouldn't have called and tell Jerry to send the Cowboys in there to punch Kirk Cousins in the mouth. Y'all can try to run the football now because you think you can exploit the run. Hey, listen to me. You don't know. Pearly, you saying it for one reason. You don't want your Merino jersey going in the grill. Sit small. I got this one.
No. I watched them. See, even though that game, blah, blah, however you want to say, I watched that game, you know. They played very well and they stuck with Buffalo. They kept themselves in a position to win the game.
You're going to have a show.
Buffalo didn't manhandle them. Buffalo didn't play like they're that much better team than them. Minnesota got a good team. And I remember I told you on Friday night, I wasn't sure if this team is an 8-1 team.
Listen to me.
I really do. I'm beginning to have second thoughts.
I can tell you this now.
If they beat y'all, then I ain't got no more to say.
Now, we're going to have a nice little revisited rival from the SEC back in the day, okay? Diggs going to go on Jefferson. Jefferson going to eat, but it ain't going to be that easy. CeeDee Lamb got an old rusty tooth. Patrick Peterson got to cover him. Watch the two wide receivers be two catalysts in the game when it's necessary. Both teams going to run the football. Dallas got the better defense. Kirk Cousins under pressure is horrible, and we know it. We're going to unleash the Micah missile on him. Dallas Cowboys get it.
He's not been horrible this year, though. Naughty's not been horrible this year.
Hold on. Who has he played, Earl? Look at who he's played.
He still has not been horrible. He played.
Okay.
That's who he played. He beat the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Yes, he did, and they beat Buffalo. But the Buffalo team they beat, Josh Allen's hurt. He's not injured, but he's hurt. He played. And Josh Allen is the offense.
Peter, I can let you finish, Peter. Naughty, what'd you say when you said the player hurt?
Huh?
But when you say the player hurt, don't make no excuses.
That's part of the game, right? That's part of the game.
Yes. Well, Carry on, Peter.
It happens. When you're hurt, you can't do everything you can when you're fully healthy. He still plays. When you're hurt, you can play. When you're injured, you can't. Josh Allen is hurt.
Okay.
And what magnifies it is that he is the Buffalo offense. And what's going to hurt Buffalo is what Naughty was talking about for Dallas, is they can't run the football. They can't. And it's scary that they can't. It's bad. You see people like Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan can put together a running game in an OTA. And it's disturbing that Buffalo, I know their OC is now the head coach and with the Giants, and they have a different OC this year, but they can't run. Josh Allen's out there all by himself. So if they have a running game to lean on, then okay, he's hurt. Okay, well, they'll do more with the running game. Well, there is no running game. So now the offense shrinks because the offense you have, it is one player, he's not what he's 80%. So you get 80% of the offense.
He's running too much. He's one good hit from finishing the season on the bench.
And then he's not going to be as reckless. You know, remember Carson Wentz is running a lot? What happened to Carson Wentz? He's back.
You didn't watch the game at Buffalo. Reckless he wasn't. And now he ran up and down. And I think he ran two or three long runs.
I had to cut it off, man, Mr. Producer, playing the music. We got to get to the final break. And on the flip side, you know, Michael Fabian and the crew from SI going to be in. So we will pick up the conversation tomorrow. I appreciate your contributions. And tomorrow, I got something for you. Do your homework tonight. Is Tua a legitimate MVP candidate? Boy, pretty going quiet on that one. He done started.
What do you say tomorrow? I got plenty to say. We can talk about that tomorrow.
All right.
Is he more of an MVP candidate than Tyreek Hill? That's a question I have.
Well, throw it in there. All of those on the Wednesday edition of Talking Heads. For today's edition, great contributions all the way around. Big up to my producer. Big up to everybody else. We'll see you tomorrow.
Service we've been on the scene, protecting since 1990. Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with a key or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Fabs here, and it's that time of the week. That's right. We're going to talk about the top players to add off the waiver wire for Week 11. The Buccaneers, Dolphins, Jaguars, Seahawks, all on buys. And for help with some of those players, let's bring in Jen Piacenti. Jen, let's start off at the quarterback position. A little bird told me that Matt Ryan was going to be the guy for the Colts last week. He was, and he had a good stat line. You think he's worth an add?
I do think he's worth an add. I mean, listen, he has more fantasy points this year than both Matt Stafford and Russell Wilson. On Sunday, he looked pretty good. He passed for 222 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed for 38 yards and a touchdown. He only took one sack and he had no turnovers. Listen, this is a guy who's already had 350 or more passing yards games this year. So there's a lot of upside here for Matt Ryan. I'm not saying you necessarily need to start him this week. He's got the Eagles. But that being said, hey, the Eagles were just beat by Taylor Heineke and the Commanders. So there's a lot worse you could do out there. And he's available in 90% of fantasy football leagues.
And Daniel Jones got a good matchup this week against the Lions. He could be out there. Marcus Mariota. And this is probably the last week that Deshaun Watson is going to be available on the waiver wire. So if you're okay with having him on your team, you may want to put in a claim. Let's move on to the running back position. We had a little surprise in Germany with Rashad White starting for the Bucs. Talk about him.
Now, Rashad White is on bye next week, so we're thinking a little bit ahead here, but it was pretty exciting. He actually got the start, as you mentioned. He had 22 attempts for 102 yards on the ground. Now, his next matchup is with the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns have surrendered the second most fantasy points to opposing running backs. So even though Leonard Fournette will likely be back, he did injure his hip, but he should be back after the bye week. There should be plenty to go around for both White and Fournette. And by the way, if you need someone for this week, Isaiah Pacheco could be the target. He had 16 carries for 82 yards, didn't even need Clyde Edwards-Helaire to get an injury because he didn't have a single carry, and he's got one of the best fantasy schedules for running backs throughout the rest of the season.
CEH is droppable right now. I mean, he didn't touch the ball last week. Jaylen Warren, Kyren Williams also worth a look among running backs. At wide receiver, we've actually got some really good options this week, Jen, starting with Christian Watson, who was not kind to my Dallas Cowboys or your Dallas Cowboys.
No, but the good news is he finishes the wide receiver two this week behind CeeDee Lamb. So at least we have that, Fabs. Three touchdowns, caught four of his eight targets for 107 yards. And the amazing thing was he had 76% of the team's air yards and 42% of its targets. He's a second-round pick that we expected a lot from. Now, he's got to get those drops under control, but maybe, just maybe, Aaron Rodgers has found his guy. Listen, it's entirely possible that Aaron Rodgers will decide Alan Lazard is his guy again, so don't get too excited. But as far as upside, I can't see a player with more, especially with Romeo Doubs on the IR for now. So, you know, as you mentioned, there's lots of guys. You've got Kadarius Toney, you've got Paris Campbell, you've got Jarvis Landry. The list is long. You do have options. So if you lost Cooper Kupp, if you're dealing with no Jerry Jeudy this week, there could be some options on your waiver wire.
Yeah, you mentioned Cooper Kupp. He's going to be on injured reserve, which means a minimum of 4 weeks. So Van Jefferson should also be on some radars out there, and Donovan Peoples-Jones as well. So moving on to tight end, and this position has taken a big hit this week. Zach Ertz, out. Dallas Goedert, out. Kyle Pitts, I mean, he may as well be out. This is a very, very thin position with Darren Waller also on injured reserve. So help the people out there, Jen. A lot of people need it.
I mean, it's truly extraordinary. Of course, if you can get Cole Kmet, you go get Cole Kmet. The guy is on fire right now, as is Justin Fields. But for most of you, he won't be on the waiver wire. So we're going to pivot. We're going to look at Foster Moreau. Waller is officially on the IR, as you mentioned. He joins Hunter Renfrow there, which means there should be opportunities up the middle for Moreau. He had his best game of the year on Sunday. He caught 3 passes for 43 yards and a touchdown. This week, the matchup is kind of tough. He's got Denver. But after that, Seattle and the Los Angeles Chargers. Those are two fantastic matchups for the tight end position. As you mentioned, it's just getting crazy. I also want to say out there, guys, this is the last week to get your trades in most leagues. So be creative with the waiver wire. Even if you don't need one of these guys, if you have room, could be worth picking one up and packaging him in a trade deal. Be sure you use everything you can to your advantage, because we don't have many weeks left for you to qualify for the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, a couple of other tight ends, Trey McBride, Jack Stoll also to target. And if you have two really good tight ends, go find out who's got Ertz. Go find out who's got Waller. Go find out who's got Goddard. And honestly, do what I do, lowball him and try to make that trade. Jen, thank you so much for the great advice as always. And folks, we have got the best fantasy and betting advice on the World Wide Web. If you want to win your league or win some cash, make sure you check us out, and be sure to check out the Sports Illustrated YouTube channel, where you'll get waiver wire, starts and sits, and so much more. Hit that subscribe button.